Good evening, my name is Siobhan Bogan.
And my name is Anthony Anderson.
We're students of Fenn Valley College and we're here to entertain you for the next hour, give you an insight into our school and some of our students' hobbies. We're presenting this show through our school's involvement in the Skills at Work programme. Anthony, tell the listeners more about the school.
Well, Siobhan, we are currently doing our first year of Leaving Cert Applied. Leaving Cert Applied is a 2-year programme and is equivalent to 4th year in Leaving Cert. This course includes doing key assignments and tasks, which then build up credits throughout the 2 years. There's more practical subjects and we have 1 day work experience each week. This course also puts less emphasis on final exams. Our school is situated in Drumbo, Lower Stranraer, with a total of 286 students. The programmes offered in our school are Junior Cert, Leaving Cert Applied, Leaving Cert Vocational Programme or Post Leaving Cert.
This year we celebrated our 75th anniversary in the school and we held a mass where we invited some of our past pupils and principals back. A parade took place from our new school in Drumbo Lower to our old school on Main Street. We were dressed in 1940s style, plus we held an anniversary winter ball.
Our school believes in helping each child reach his or her full potential. Fenn Valley College takes great pride in offering a wide range of subjects at all levels, including higher level in all subjects up to Leaving Cert. We also offer a wide range of extracurricular activities, from various sports to culture activities, ensuring students have the chance to develop new talents. In this programme, we hope to give you a flavour of the many different things that happen in Fenn Valley College. To kick off the show, here's music by Faster Than People.
You're listening to the Fenn Valley College Skills at Work programme on Highland Radio. The Skills at Work programme began in our school around 10 years ago and has gone from strength to strength each year. Coordinator of the programme in the school is Miss Clark, who has been outlining what it is all about to Niamh.
It's aimed to encourage kids that may drop out of school to stay in school. The school partners with a business in the community, and this empowers young people to take control of their future.
How does the programme work?
The programme is designed to work in a number of stages. The first stage is where Elaine McFadden, the coordinator for the school's business partnership, comes into the school and explains to the students what the programme is going to involve. She does a bit of team building with the students as well, and that takes place here at school. The next stage then is where the company and the students are introduced to each other. Some activities are involved around this and getting them to work together as a team. Therefore, they build a relationship with each other. The next stage then is the site visit. We are paired with Zeta, which are based in Letterkenny. They're a computer company. So the students get the opportunity to go to the company. They get to see how the company operates. They get to see what the different things the company does For example, one of the things that CETA does is biometrics, which is very interesting and one aspect that the students get to see. The next stage then, Louise and Margaret come over to the school. Louise is the HR, head of HR for Europe and CETA, and she gives the students a session on interview and CV. Basically what to do and what not to do in the case of an interview and how to present a good CV. After this session then, the students are scheduled to go over to CETA again for interviews. They are put through their process, they have to submit a CV and then they are basically interviewed for a job, and this is a very worthwhile exercise. Then we have the final session, which is the wrap-up session, which is a celebration of the programme. The students are presented with certificates for their completion in the programme, and Sadie Kelly from School's Completion Programme puts on a display on that day.
How long has the programme been in the school for?
The programme has been in Finn Valley College now for 10 years and has been very beneficial to the students who have participated in the programme. It has improved their development and their want for education.
What are the benefits of the programme?
The programme helps to help students increase their confidence, motivation and involvement in certain activities. It also makes them realise their capabilities. Some students start the programme thinking that they won't be able to do a CV, they won't be able to do a good interview, but the feedback is always very positive. We've just completed a session today with CETA where the students completed their interview over in CETA, and the interviews were very, very impressed with the standard that the students provided. Even though some of the students came out feeling that they hadn't did a good interview, the feedback was very, very positive. And this can only help students gain confidence in their skills at work by doing interviews and improve their outlook for the future.
What feedback have students given you in relating to the programme?
Students' feedback has been very positive in relation to the programme. It was over the 10 years in Finn Valley College, about 200 students have completed the programme. And at the end of each programme and each session, they fill in evaluation forms. And I have here in front of me some of the comments that students have said about the programme in the past. And I'll just read some of those out so you can get a feel for what students actually say after the programme is finished. I gained confidence in the team building exercises and in the wrap-up session. It was interesting and very enjoyable. It gave me the opportunity to know what to do and not to do in an interview, and also boosted my confidence. I got to see how CETA works. It learned me how to do a proper CV. It gave me a much needed confidence boost. It helped me because it helped me speak out in front of people, gain confidence in speaking out in front of the class, teachers, CETA and the principal. Because I didn't know what to do in an interview and how to make a CV, and now I know how to prepare for an interview and how to do a CV. Prepared me for a job interview for whenever I will be looking for a job in the world of work. It showed me that I would need to know for interviews in the future. And those are just a few of the comments. We could go on and on, but every comment that any student has ever made, it has only been positive about the programme, about Elaine McFadden, about Sadie Kelly, Schools Completion Coordinator, and about the company and the personnel involved in the company.
That was Ms Clark outlining what the Skills at Work programme is all about.
We're also very strongly linked with CETA, who are based in Letterkenny. Alex has been speaking to Louise McGee, HR Country Manager, and Vinnie Kennedy, Location Leader with CETA in Letterkenny. CETA is the world's leading specialist in air transport, communications and IT solutions. Vinnie says it's vital to airlines, airports and governments.
What CETA really does, if I can explain to you, maybe it's in a time where more and more people are travelling, flying throughout the world. For an example, Dublin Airport last year had 23 million passengers pass through it. So in a time when more and more people are travelling, passengers are getting more demanding. So if you think passengers want lower prices for flights, passengers don't want to be standing in queues anymore. They want to travel as quickly and as efficiently to an airport as they can. They don't want to be having to queue up to go through security, and governments still need security at the airports to be very, very secure in a time of increased terrorism and increased threats of attack. So that's where CETA comes in. CETA actually provides IT solutions and IT systems that provide airports and airlines and governments ways of combating all of those problems and all of those meeting all of those demands from passengers to have information ready at their fingertips and on their phones and not to be queuing. CETA meets all of those demands.
So Louise, can you tell me about your role in CETA?
Well, I joined CETA just about 8 months ago, so this is quite a new role for me. I am the HR manager, as you said, mainly for Northern Europe. I think you mentioned earlier that it's a global organisation, so I don't just look after Ireland, I would look after Denmark and London as well. And that involves sort of the employee engagement aspect, making sure we've got the right talent at the right time, developing our employees so that they can be the best that they can be. And it also involves a lot of employment law, as you can imagine, in terms of human resources. So there's a lot of learning in the role. Every day is different, and you're constantly being challenged.
Yeah. So, Vinny, what do you like most about your job in CETA?
There's a lot to like about my job in CETA. I've been here a long time. I've been here almost 17 years, so there's a lot to like about my job in CETA. I think first and foremost is working with the people that I work with. I work with some of the, you know, the highest IT professionals that you can imagine on a day-to-day basis. So every day is a learning experience for me. So I still, even after 17 years, I still find that I'm still learning new things in CETA. One of the key highlights for me and for a lot of the staff is the travel, the opportunity to travel. CETA is a global organisation. We have customers all over the world. We do deployed systems all over the world in terms of airports and for different governments. So there's a great opportunity there for people to travel, get to see new countries, new cultures, new ways of working. And I think that's the big benefit that a lot of people take from working from CETA. And it's certainly one of the things that I like most about my job.
All right. Would you say it would be every day would be a different day, or would it be same enough?
Every day throws up something different. Obviously, from day to day, we always deliver projects. That's what we're in the business for. We deliver IT systems to customers to help passengers travel better and easier. But yes, every project throws up something different. So we learn something new. The key thing is to keep learning from your experiences and using that to your benefit in your next project.
All right. So back to you, Louise. Why has CETA got involved with Skills at Work program to support Fun Valley College?
Well, we think it's an excellent program. CETA have been involved in this, I believe, for a number of years. It's so popular with our employees. They love participating on the program. They get a lot out of it personally. And that's one of the reasons why we like to support it. But also, I mentioned talent earlier on. The most important thing for CETA and a highly skilled organisation is to attract a younger generation of workforce. And we see the opportunity to sort of explain what we've learned to the students, how we can bring them on board, how we can, you know, explain what CETA do and through very practical ways about bringing them on site. So we really do think it's an excellent programme and it's a great opportunity for our own employees to sort of develop themselves outside of their day-to-day work as well.
Mm-hmm. Why did you volunteer to take part in the Skills at Work programme?
Well, there wasn't much real volunteering, was there, Vinnie? It's really something, it's an excellent programme. It's something that we can do throughout the year with the students. So it's not just bringing the students on board once and then that's it, they leave. It's about the relationship we build throughout the year. So we have that sort of starting from October, and right through now we're in April, May. So we're with the same students throughout the whole year, and that's the real benefit for us. So we get to know everyone and then get to know us as well.
What has been the highlight for you in the programme?
Oh, there's been lots of highlights, but I think mainly seeing the students develop throughout the whole course of the year. They came in at the very beginning very shy, didn't they? So they've grown in confidence. Today, they were here doing their mock interviews as the final part of the programme. And the confidence that they've shown, how they've presented themselves so well, and they've done the school really proud as well. So that's one of the highlights.
Yeah. So, Vinnie, would you recommend the programme and the working with students on their companies and why?
I certainly would recommend it. I think it's a great programme. First and foremost, it's an opportunity for CETA to do our bit in the community to help people develop their careers, to set goals and aspirations of what they want to do. But I think we also have to remember that we too went through the education system, we too studied, and having a company reach out to you and give you that helping hand, help you realise what's required to survive in the working world, what industries you're looking for. And also it gives us an opportunity, let's say, to promote a bit more about CETA and help use students understand a wee bit more about CETA, what we do, and hopefully in a few years' time maybe see you coming through our door looking for a job with your qualifications in hand.
All right. Would you like to make the choice of your next record of the Show J, not into your old mind?
Yeah, we certainly would, and we have had a bit of discussion on this here, and despite Louise wanting to go for something from Daniel O'Donnell, I think in the week that's in it, we're going to go for something from Prince, and our choice is Purple Rain from Prince.
Alright, thank you for speaking to us today. Alright,
thank you. I never meant to call you when you sorrow. I never meant to call you when you pain. I'm the one who wants that night to see you laughing.
Neve has also been speaking to Mr. Thompson, who is principal of Finn Valley College. Mr. Thompson has been principal for 3 years now, and he says he always had an interest in becoming a teacher and taking charge at a school.
Did you always want to become a teacher?
Yes, thankfully and luckily I have always wanted to be a teacher. From early in my time in secondary school, I knew that teaching was the thing for me. I was blessed in having a number of great teachers myself when I was in secondary school, and I just wanted to follow in their footsteps and to try and do the same sort of job that they did. So I've been very, very lucky. I know not everybody would be as lucky, but I'm thankful that I have been.
What made you want to become a principal?
Well, as I say, I was inspired by the teachers that I had, and seeing how well they did the job, I wanted to go on and do the same thing.
What do you enjoy most about being a principal, and what do you find challenging?
Well, I suppose I'm still quite new to the job. It's something that was natural for me to take on. But one of the things that I wanted or one of the reasons that I wanted to become a principal was I wanted a challenge. And I think I get that every single day with the job. It's such a busy job with so many different elements to it that I find that I'm just engaged every single day, and you get to meet so many different people, students and staff and people from the local community, that you're never bored and you've always something new on your plate every single day. In terms of the challenges, well, I suppose, you know, at times you are dealing with some difficult and very sensitive situations. You're trying to deal with people who might be upset or are going through a difficult time, whether it's students or staff. And that takes a lot of time and patience, and it takes a lot of sensitivity, so that can be quite challenging as well.
How important is the Skills at Work programme to the school community and its impact of encouraging young people to stay in school?
Yeah, well, as I say, I'm only in the school, this is my third year now, but immediately I can see that it has a huge impact. And the Skills at Work programme that's operated by the Business in the Community Ireland initiative, that programme seeks to help students that might have struggled in other parts of school life, and we see the benefits hugely, you know, in terms of their ability to make CVs, to practice their interview skills, and just to give them a view of what the world of work can be like. So it's been hugely beneficial to our students, but it also means that we as a school can reach out into the local community. And I have to say that Leah McFadden and the Business in the Community initiative has been brilliant in that way, and linking us in with CETA. And as for CETA themselves, well, Vinnie Kennedy and his team have been absolutely fantastic with us. They have been so generous with their time, with their expertise, but also just with the moral support, and the way that they motivate the students and engage with the school has been second to none. And that's just part of a sort of a wider initiative, really, where we reach out to the local communities and try and work with the communities to make the education for our young people as rounded as possible and as meaningful as possible. But certainly CETA and the Business in the Community Ireland initiative have been a huge success for us, and we're really grateful that they've come on board with us.
Thanks very much, Mr. Thompson.
No problem. My pleasure, Niamh.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming.
I'm back where I belong. I never felt so strong, and I'm back, I'm feeling like there's nothing I can't try. And if you with me, put your hands high.
You haven't lost a life before.
Hey, this one's and if for you, me, put your hands high.
Your dreams are filled, you're rocking with the best.
Hey,
I'll be on soon.
I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song.
I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on.
Come on.
Another day, another dawn. Another Keisha, nice to meet you, get the math, I'm gone. What am I supposed to do when the club lights come on? It's easy to be Puff, but it's harder to be Sean. What if my twins ask me why I ain't married they mom? Damn, how do I respond? What if my son stares with a face like my own and says he wants to be like me when he's grown? Damn, but I ain't finished grown. Another night, the inevitable prolong. Another day, another dawn.
Come on.
Just tell Keisha and Teresa I'll be better in the morning. Another lie that I carry on. I need to get back to the place I belong.
I'm coming
come
home.
On.
I'm coming home.
I'm coming
tell
home.
The world I'm coming home.
Yeah.
Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday.
Ain't no
I know
pain.
My kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes.
Thank you.
I'm coming home.
I'm coming home. Check this out. A house is not a home. I hate this song. Is a house really a home when your loved ones is gone? And people got the nerve to blame you for it. And you know you would've took the bullet if you saw
right.
it. But you felt it and still feel it. And money can't make up for it or conceal it. But you deal with it and you keep ballin'. Let's ride some liquor, playboy, and we keep ballin'. Baby, we've been living in sin, cause we've been really in love, but we've been living as friends.
been a guest in your own home. It's time to make your house your own. Pick up the phone.
I'm coming home, coming home. Tell the world that I'm coming. Let the rain wash away.
Yeah. Ain't no stopping us now. I love that song. Whenever it comes on, it makes me feel strong. I thought I told you that we won't stop till we back cruising through Harlem. These old blocks is what made me, saved me, drove me crazy, drove me away, then embraced me, forgave me for all of my shortcomings. Welcome to my homecoming. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. A lot of fights, a lot of scars, a lot of bottles, a lot of cars, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Made it back, lost my dog.
Miss you,
but here I stand, a better man. Thank you, Lord.
I'm coming home.
Oh.
Tell